Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
That's one of our enemies, America. Another enemy is China.
Thank you.
Now, this is bad pictures and things of that nature, but on the phone line, unfortunately, I can't show you props or I can't show you displays which can open up your understanding. But you got to understand one thing about China. China is stated to have a million-man army. A million-man army. That is considered the largest army in the world. And I passed out to my congregation pictures when I did this in church last week. I passed out pictures of the million-man army. This is one of America's enemies. A million-man army. I don't care what kind of peace treaties or whatever any of these nations talk about. All of that, all they got to do is put a lighter to it. That don't mean nothing. China has a million-man army, and they want, and they don't like America. Another enemy to America is North Korea. North Korea, even today, is tampering with nuclear weapons. For any of us that know and have our eyes to the news, North Korea is tampering with nuclear weaponry. North Korea, they can bring forth massive destruction, which can ultimately usher in World War III. But they talk about putting sanctions and stuff like that on North Korea, on anybody that's tampering or don't want the United States inspectors to go in and look and inspect and to the nuclear war sites. They talk about sanctions and things like that. But you got to understand, North Korea is ran by a dictator. North Korea is ran by a madman. This man, they even made a movie about this man. America was so afraid to even display this in theaters nationally that they didn't even put it in theaters. They just put it on Netflix or Redbox or whatever. Because they know they're dealing with a madman. This man wants destruction to be brought to America. And I'm going to tell you something about America, glory to God. I love my country. I thank God for my country. But majority of the nuclear weapons that these other nations got, we gave it to them.
That's right.
It's deeper than the military. You might think you know, but it's much deeper than the military. It goes deeper. Even past our armed troops, they doing stuff that our troops don't even know about. Now, when you get up there in the general ranks and stuff like that, then you'll probably start knowing some secrets that's really, really deep. But they're doing stuff our troops don't even know about. It's much deeper than that. And America gave our enemies war weapons of destruction, and North Korea is one of them. Glory to God. Then, I'm just breaking it down for you. I want you to understand this. America has many enemies. Then, and I'm just naming, these are only a few, because I'm going to tell you something. They got secret terrorist groups that ain't even on the map. Ain't even on the map that the politicians know about, but they don't want to cause a worldwide panic or a national panic, so they don't even mention it in the media. But they know about it. Yeah, just like they got Secret Service groups that's not even registered, nobody know about. Don't you know the Secret Service got a group that's more secret than them? But they won't tell you about that, though. They won't let you know. America, I'm telling you, this is a powerful country, and they got some deceitful ways. But they ain't going to publicize it to us. But if you are a man or a woman of God, they got your ears, God will reveal things to you. Glory to God. Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen.
Then we connect to speak about America's most powerful enemy. Most powerful enemy. And that is Russia,
mm-hmm.
the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union. Russia is America's most powerful enemy. In a recent article, and you can do the history, study it for yourself, Google it, look it up, whatever you need to do. But in a recent article, the Russian leader Vladimir Putin threatened World War III when he was discussing an invasion of Ukraine.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Ukraine. Ukraine is basically a nation sort of Russia that speaks the language, the Russian language. They're so close, they just adopted their language. But even as the former Nazis did, or in Hitler, what happened with the Nazis and Hitler, they used smaller nations as a scapegoat or as an excuse to strategically plot their global threat. And I believe also this is what Russia is trying to do. They just using other nations as an excuse to plot their global threat. That's all they doing. They using it as an excuse. Hitler did that. He used it as an excuse. He wanted to attack a small group of Jews. But then America stepped in at that time and said, no, this can't happen. England stepped in. The other allies, the French, they stepped in and said, no, this isn't happening. And that's when the ultimate world war spawned. And ultimately, Hitler, the dictator, was so crazy, he wanted to conquer the entire world. He wanted to erase the Jews off the face of the earth, and anybody that supported the Jews, he wanted to annihilate them as well.
Mm.
So in a report, it stated this, both Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, whether you believe it or not, Bill Clinton's still in politics. He ain't all in the
yes,
media.
Yes, he is.
In politics, you gotta keep your ear to the news. Keep your ear to the news.
Yeah.
It reported that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton stated that Vladimir Putin, wants to restore Russia to the glory of an empire that spread all across the globe. Just like Hitler, what I just said. And he also made comparisons to Nazi Germany and Hitler. This came out of the horse's mouth himself. That same spirit. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more. That same spirit, people of God, that same spirit has crossed over into one of the nations in the world and upon his leading. He wants to take total control of everything. Vladimir Putin, he wants to restore the glory. He wants his glory. What is glory? Last time I checked and last time I heard, glory only belonged to God.
Amen.
But he wants to take that glory and put it on Russia. In America, they also want to remove God's glory. And they want to remove God's glory and give it to themselves. Big, powerful America. All kind of merchants, business, e-commerce, everything booming. The stock market, even though it crashed, we still got billionaires. We still got people that's making money. I'm going to tell you something. The poor people just get poor, but the rich people just get richer.
Mm-hmm.
Even during the stock crash. Glory. America taking God's glory because this nation was built and founded on the principles of one nation under God. By it taking God's glory, what is happening is God saying, I built that nation. I raised that nation up. I raised you all up. But you want to take my glory and give it to another? That's what I'm going to send you. And that's why he's using surrounding nations to come against us. You better keep your ears to the news. You better keep your eyes open. The Bible don't lie. I don't care what they tell you. I know my Bible. I study this thing. The Bible don't lie. The Bible says we're going to hear rumors of war, but these rumors ain't going to just be rumors. They're going to start getting real. I'm a prophet of God. I study the scriptures, and I get revelation from the scriptures, but the Lord showed me in the spirit. I don't care what you think you know. I don't care who you think you know. I don't care if your eyes, your ears ain't connected to this world.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
You got to study. I want to show you something in the Word of God. I want to show you how God raised up America. It's in the Word of God. If you got your Bible, turn to Daniel 7:4.
Yes.
Daniel 7:4. Daniel has a lot of end time prophecy in it. I love Daniel. Daniel has a range of things. Talk about the dreams and everything. I also teach dream classes, dream school. I teach all of that. I teach Genesis from Revelation. I teach the whole entire Bible. But I definitely love Daniel because it's an end time emphasis. Have a strong emphasis concerning end times. Daniel 7:4. They read, the first was like a lion. He had eagle's wings. I fell till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and was made to stand upon the feet, and a man's heart was given to it. Glory to God. I want to tell you something. If you didn't know this, I want to show you in Scripture right here, America. It says the first was like a lion. What is the symbol of a nation that has a lion? Great Britain. Their nation, the symbol for their nation is a lion. And had eagle's wings. I beheld to the wings thereof were plucked. What nation symbol is an eagle? America,
yes.
That the lion had wings, but the wings was plucked from the lion, the eagle's wings. Why was the eagle's wings plucked from a lion? You got to understand, America was built upon 12 colonies back in 1776, but it came It came out of Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Great Britain. That's how America was formed. It came from the nation that has the lion, the eagle. It was plucked from Great Britain, and it was lifted up from the earth and was made to stand upon his feet as a man, and the man's heart was given unto it. The second symbol for America is a man. Who is this man? That picture of Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam, yeah.
What they say when they used to show stuff in the army, Uncle Sam be pointing at you in the old days, I want you, come serve your country.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam, that man is that man, and the wings is the symbol.
Angeline.
And the lion is Great Britain. So you got to understand this. America came from 12 colonies in 1776. God raised up America to be a great nation from Great Britain. Came from Great Britain. We had the Civil War. We had the North and the South fighting. Of course, we know the North won. The North won, and then what happened? Because we was each individual states until the North won. And then after they won, we became what? United. That's why we call United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And when we became a United States of America, God raised up this nation. But you got to understand why God raised up this nation. Because as George Washington said, our first president, this nation was built upon God.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, you protect what God loves. And God loves Israel. God loves the Jews. So America protected the Jews from Hitler. America protected the Jews as far back as we can think. Glory to God. And they had grace and favor with God. Do you not know that 44% of American billionaires are Jewish people?
Yes.
Amen.
That's almost half. That shows how much God has favor on his chosen people. That shows how much God loves the Jews.
Amen.
In America, it talks about in Genesis 12:3, it says, I will curse those who curse you, and I will bless those who bless you. A lot of people like to apply that to their life. Amen. 40, you can apply that to their life. But he was talking about Abraham and his seed.
Yes.
He was talking about Jews. So if you bless the Jews, he's going to bless you. If you curse them, he's going to curse you. That's why me and my ministry, we don't tithe, but we give to the Jews, to the orphanages, and to the widows, to Jewish people, because we're going to be blessed. God's word is true. This ministry is going to be blessed because we built upon what God loves. This country upon what God loves. This country was built upon what God loves, and it protected what God loves, which is Israel. And that's why America was made to prosper. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
I want to read Daniel 7:5 real briefly. If you got your Bibles, turn to Daniel 7:5. Let me see. Behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on its side and had three ribs in its mouth. Of it between the teeth of it, and they said, excuse me, of it between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, arise and devour much flesh. What is the national symbolic symbol of a bear? What country has a bear? And I'm not talking about these little subsidiaries or these little itty bitty. I'm talking about a major nation that has a symbol of a bear. What nation has the symbol of a bear? Anybody, you can speak out. Anybody know what nation has the symbol of a bear? The nation that has the symbol of a bear is Russia.
Right. Yeah, that's Russia.
Yeah. This scripture right here says it rose up and devoured much flesh. God is using Russia to bring judgment to America. As I told you earlier, I said anytime brings judgment to nations, what does he do? He uses surrounding nations. And God is using America's biggest enemy. And he's using Russia. He's using that bear to devour much flesh. Glory to God. I want to read Daniel 11:11. Daniel 11:11. It says, the king of the south shall be moved with choler. What is choler? Choler, that word choler means anger. And shall come forth and fight with him, even with the king of the north, and he shall set forth a great multitude. By the multitude shall be given unto his hand. He said, the king of the north shall win. The king of the north shall defeat the king of the south. You gotta understand this. Russia is in the northern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
In the southern hemisphere, America is basically southwest, a little bit southwest of Russia. I believe, and most theologians believe as well, these two kings is talking about two kingdoms. And these two kingdoms are talking about Russia and talking about America. It's saying in the Bible revelation, it's saying that Russia is going to defeat America. He was on Sid Roth's show. He was on Sid Roth's show. It's on YouTube. You guys can look it up. And this was many years ago. Matter of fact, he knew, God showed him before 9/11 happened. God showed him that the Twin Towers was going to get bombed before it happened. And he rode around his car warning people and letting people know to get out of there. People looked at him like he was crazy, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But don't they always talk about the noise? They mm-hmm. the noise. Talking about until the earth get what? The earth get flooded. That's the same thing they did. They laughed and they mocked at him. A lot of people right now probably laughing and mocking at me because I'm teaching end time Bible prophecy, but baby, I need
Jesus.
Word of God and connected to the Spirit. Glory to God. So apostle prophesied, the Lord Jesus took him up in the spirit, and he was standing next to Jesus, and a missile went by them both. And the missile, what was on the missile, was red letters that said USSR. That's the Soviet Union. That's Russia. Mm-hmm. And that missile was headed toward America. He said he dropped to his face and said, Lord, have mercy on America. Even the prophets, even the apostles, God is showing these things in this end time. That's what I said. You might think you know what you know, but you really don't know what you know. Your mind is in this word.
Mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus.
King of the North shall defeat the king of the South. It says, set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given unto his hand. A great multitude. America has a great multitude. Many shall fall. If you read Revelations, it talk about billions of people in the end time are going to die. A great multitude shall be given to the hand of Russia. So I believe this scripture passage is talking about the king of the south. Of the north being Russia, the king of the south, the kingdom of the south being America. I want you to understand that World War III is at our doorstep. World War III is at our doorstep, people of God. I just showed you in the Word of God. World War III is at our doorstep. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how big America thinks. I don't care all the technology, all the secrets. I don't care none of that. God will bring this nation to our knees. America is considered mighty. It's considered the country that has all the merchants, all the power. America is considered the lady of nations. But World War III is at our doorstep.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.